Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Mama, we are on. Be hilarious. Go.
Well, first of all, I am not your mother. I am just the other guy doing this podcast. What are you doing? What's happening?
I'm just excited to start this episode. It's so good.
Oh man. If you were audience for an actual what?
Oh, this is the come down part.
Oh, geez, Greg. Greg, you need to regulate. You need some sort of mood regulator medication.
Yeah, you're right.
That seems like a problem.
You're absolutely right.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
My name is Craig Benzine, and I speak at a normal volume.
Lettuce. Yeah, you know what? I was thinking that since last week, your volume was considerably lower than mine, and that this week I was going to make yours really high and mine really low, just to sort of make up for it. And
then that doesn't seem like
Craig said that was not a good idea.
Yeah. I don't see. We had a two guys talking about lettuce conversation while we weren't recording. Basically,
it's true.
Greg came up with a idiotic idea.
I'm all about fairness. I'm just about fairness.
Yeah. Uh huh. And I was like, I feel like more. Poor quality content is not the way to go.
You're saying last week's podcast was poor quality? I mean, that was hilarious. Yeah. And you know what I liked about it is you could hear me so clearly.
Yeah, that was arguably one of the better things about it.
Yeah.
But the things we said were wonderful, but.
Oh my God. I feel like people really liked it because we have a slew of new reviews. There's three new reviews, all five-star reviews. So I feel that last week's episode might have been better than you thought.
Okay, go ahead. I don't know that the new reviews were inspired by the latest episode.
I think they were. Listen to this. This one's from Josh. Gives it 5 stars. Calls our podcast nice and sharp, which I think is very sweet. Says works like a charm. Very sharp. Very accurate. Mm-hmm. Has a little bit of weight, but feels very good in the hands. So thank you, Josh. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. This is our first.
What's going on here?
This is our first Spanish review, which I think is great because I didn't know that we were popular in Spain. This is from Miguel Martinez. Hi, Miguel.
They speak Spanish in other countries, too. It might not be Spain.
It's called Spanish because it's from Spain. If there's one thing I know, it's that. And that's the only thing I know.
And it's a shame that thing you know is wrong.
Hang on, I'm not done saying hi to Miguel Martinez. Hi, Miguel!
I mean, it might be called Spanish because it originated in Spain.
So hi, Miguel!
Hi, Miguel.
Bonjour, Miguel. Bonjour.
Okay, why are you speaking French?
Okay, so I don't know Spanish, so that's the next closest thing. Anyway, the title of this review is Bueno, Bonito y Barato. And all he says is Muy bien, which I think is great.
Very good.
Thank you for that, Miguel. And then the last one, another 5-star review. This is from Julie W., who I don't know. That might be my friend Julie Whitner. I'm not sure.
Okay.
She titles her reviews, Easy on the Hands. We get that again. Mm-hmm. She says, easy to use and very sharp. We used it for trimming bushes.
What do you think people mean about our podcast when they say, easy on the hands?
I don't know, but I have proof. Here's the proof right here. It's right here. Easy on the hands.
Easy
to use and very sharp. Trimming bushes.
These should give you context clues that maybe they're not actually talking about our podcast. Because nobody in history has ever described a podcast as easy on the hands. Nobody has ever.
This guy right here, Josh, said nice and sharp, says, a little bit of weight, but feels very good in the hands. It says right there.
Yeah,
nice and sharp.
It seems like, you're putting the review over my head.
So people can see it on YouTube. Yeah. I wanted this to be visual. And in case they didn't believe that we got a review in Spanish from Miguel Martinez, it's right here. Right here. Muy bien.
What does barato mean? Bonito means beautiful.
I think
right?
Barato, I think that is an Italian cheese. I think it's a soft Italian cheese.
Okay, okay.
You get a little barato with some olive oil and some artisan bread, and you got yourself a meal right there.
Now, why would that be used to describe our podcast?
I guess sometimes people get hungry because we talk about lettuce, and then that's like, oh, lettuce is food. Oh, I like other foods too. So people just like, this makes them hungry. They just think about food, which I totally get.
That actually kind of makes sense.
Of course it does. Of course, I'm a person.
These are reviews for, I don't know, either a knife or some trimmers.
I don't know. I mean, there's nothing on here that says what it could possibly be.
Yeah, it says hedge clippers right there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Thing you're circling?
I don't see where it says.
Greg, there's hedge some sort of disassociation between what your hands are doing and what your brain is thinking, because
you
were circling.
I don't know.
We're circling.
Maybe we didn't get any new reviews for the podcast, and so I was like, well, we need some reviews, so I got reviews from hedge clippers. Why do you have to make a big deal over it?
Well, because the entire premise of what you're doing is completely false and wrong.
Let me ask you something. Is this when you do this podcast, does it make your hands hurt, or does it make them sore? Does it scrape the skin on your hands, anything like that? Does it do anything bad to your hands?
No, nothing bad in my hands.
All right. So here's my point. Mm-hmm. This podcast is easy on the hands. That's why people listen to it. That is my point.
That's a pretty good point. We have thus far continued. This podcast has continued the tradition of podcasts being easy on the hands.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why people love it so much. That's why people listen.
I wouldn't say that's why they love it so much, though, because every podcast is that way.
Number one reason people listen to this particular podcast.
No.
They're like, I want a podcast that's really easy on the hands.
Making sense, but you're also advertising Bad Movies Live now because you put on a Bad Movies Live hat and you covered your own eyes while
doing what you're talking about. Yeah. All I know is I appreciate the plug. Now, where can people see Bad Movies Live, and on what day and time?
Jesus.
Go on, Craig.
Why do I do this podcast? Why do I even do it? I don't.
Your wife was a guest last night. I wish you could have been there. She was terrific.
Yeah. Yes. She's better than me. My wife is better than me. We can all agree.
She showed up. Well, she's certainly younger. She showed up at the beginning, and she had a blonde wig on, and she was wearing a big old, a great bushy beard. And it was hilarious how she showed up. She looked a little like you with a wig, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
But then she took the wig.
She does a very good impression of me.
She does. Yeah. She does. Mm-hmm. She leaves an impression, as they say. You know, they always say that when actors go into rooms to audition with casting people, you need to leave an impression. So for a while, my thing was I would go into the room and I would just, bam, I just punch the casting director really hard on the nose.
Sure.
So that way when I leave, they'd be like, oh, God, he really left an impression.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and I didn't book a lot of work.
Did you get arrested?
I was memorable, though. I was memorable.
Surprised you didn't get arrested. I'm surprised that
I might have gotten a little bit arrested. I mean, I thought it was a video shoot, but they were like, oh, it's a jail time shoot, and the shoot was like a month long. It was like 30 days in the clink. Yeah, but, I like to call it.
Okay, but there. So you referred to it as a jail then?
Yeah. Oh, well, I preferred it as the clink. You know, I spent 30 days in the clink.
Yeah, what tipped you off that it wasn't maybe a shoot of some kind?
The craft services table was terrible. All they had was M&M's, and then they only had one kind of bagels. It was just onion bagels. And I'm like, are you guys ever going to get any like cinnamon raisin or blueberry? And they're like, no sweet bagels for you. This is the clink. And I'm like, okay.
So did you think they were like method acting at that time, or do you think you were doing a scene?
I don't really know. I can't decode what people are doing. Craig, I'm really having a difficult time seeing you.
Yeah. That's because you're wearing a hat very low on your face, and so it's covering your eyes.
Is this better?
That's lower. Now the whole hat is on your face.
Okay, so, I don't know.
Now it's not even on your head. It's just a face.
You got a lot of rules. I'm just going to put the hat down because I don't know
what
your rules are.
That's a great idea.
So, all right. So I may
displacing blame. Yeah, okay.
I may have gotten those hedge clip reviews from Amazon, and they may not have been about this podcast, but I still think they apply. And I would just like to say, I'm doing my best, folks. I really am doing my best.
Yeah. Doing your best to what? Gather reviews?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Speaking of Amazon.
That's the best you can do?
That's the best I can do. I got to tell you something. Okay. I'm a little upset with Amazon.com. And this is not an advertisement for Amazon.com, which is available on the internet at Amazon.com. But I will say
this. You didn't have to advertise Amazon.
I'm not advertising them. But by the way, they have everything. Okay. So you go check them out. You can get things at discount prices.
Are they the sponsor of this?
No, not at all. No, they're not paying me a damn thing for this. I'm just saying, terrific website. You can get all sorts of stuff there. Anyway.
It's very odd of you to want to promote Amazon. Like that just.
You can get. Listen to all the things you can get there. Hedge clippers.
Yeah.
And other things.
Sure.
But I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to tell you why I'm upset with them. And this is actually a true story. And I'm a little upset with them right now because I'm trying to do a return. And they don't always make it easy to return stuff. I ordered a Sharpie because I needed to do some writing. And I ordered a Sharpie.
I'm glad you say that because I would have assumed you ordered a Sharpie thinking it was like a knife.
No. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Okay. Come on, man. I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I want to do some writing. A Sharpie is a big black pen, you know? Just nice, thick, black writing on paper.
Sure.
And you can write on cardboard with it, all sorts of things. Anyway, so I'm so excited. They send me the delivery thing. They say it's going to be delivered, like, I forget how long it's, like 6 weeks or whatever. However long it takes to get something from Amazon. So about 6, 7, 8 weeks later, finally, they sent me the email, your package has arrived. And I go to the front door. And it turns out they did not send me a Sharpie. They messed up. They sent me a Sherpa. And he kept trying to get me to climb Mount Everest. And I'm like, dude, I don't have any experience mountain climbing. Yeah. And he's like, I'll guide you. And I'm like, I don't want to climb Mount Everest. Right. All I wanted to do is do some writing on some paper or cardboard or other paper products.
Now, how do you think that there was a loss of translation there where you ordered a Sharpie? But they sent you a Sherpa. Why do you think that happened?
I don't blame the workers at Amazon. They are overworked. They're on like these time limits, you know, that they have to do things very quickly. I think they only have like 2 or 3 hours to fulfill every order, like each order. I don't know how long it is, but how could they have shipped? Well, obviously they keep their all their stuff in alphabetical order in the closet they have a closet where they keep all their stuff.
You've never seen a factory before.
I don't know how it works in factories. I'm guessing it's full of closets, and they have closets full of with shelves.
A warehouse. You've never seen a warehouse.
I guess that's how it works. I don't know. It's got to have a lot of closets though, because they have got a lot of products. So I'm sure they go over to the S closet and is like, oh, I got to get this Sharpie, you know, for Greg Benson. And, you know, because he lives in Los Angeles, I have to mail him this Sharpie. And then and then maybe they don't spell that well. And then they see that. And then it looks like it says Sharpie, but it says Sherpa. And it's right next to the Sharpies. And so they grab the Sherpa.
Every package they deliver, one person is going and grabbing one thing from a shelf.
Yeah. Billy. His name is Billy.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Billy, if you're listening. Hey, listen, I don't blame you, man.
You have your own Amazon warehouse worker?
No, I just think that's the name of the guy who works at Amazon who does all the orders.
No, Greg, this is we're talking millions of orders all the time.
Well, he is very busy then.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope they give Billy a raise.
Yes.
That's why they call him Busy Billy.
It would be impossible for one human to do it by themselves, is my point.
Yeah, especially since he's recording all those songs.
Well, Billy is?
Yeah.
Billy, who are we talking about?
Billy Eilish, isn't that his name?
Billy Eilish. That's
Billy Eilish.
Okay, and is this person?
I don't understand.
Okay. No. So you think Billy Eilish is delivering Amazon packages?
Billy Eilish works at Amazon. Yeah. I don't understand how everything works. I'm just saying.
All right.
Anyway,
this is just word association is what's going on here.
So I go over to the Amazon and I'm in the Amazon and I'm like, where do I do the returns?
Right.
And then they're like, oh, over
this
there.
Human person. Yeah,
yeah,
that was.
Yeah,
the
they're like, go over there to the return
did
desk.
Did you have to open a box to reveal this person in the box?
Or did they just
show up at your door?
No, they were in a box. They sent everything in an Amazon box.
There's no way that they would send a person. Amazon would send a person in a box.
They did, and they poked holes in the sides so we could breathe.
That's,
and he was fine. I opened it up, and he had some corn chips. Yeah. You know, he was just snacking on corn chips. I'm like, oh, you have? He goes, yeah, but I ran out of water like an hour ago. I'm like, oh, an hour? That's no big deal. You can go an hour without
water. I mean,
he's
a Sherpa. He's probably going to be fine. But,
yeah, no, he's fine. He's used to be working in different environments, you know, challenging environments.
Yeah. Like so he was shipped in a box.
Yeah. He was fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sure. Okay.
So I tried to get the refund process, and they're like, no, we can't. They said people are non-returnable. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, what do you mean people? And they said, oh, persons. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
And then I understood. Then I'm like, well, yeah, but you sent
people
me.
People is a much more common way to refer to.
I said, but I didn't order a persons,
person.
You know? I ordered a pen, a Sharpie felt tip pen. And they said, you know what, Greg? They said, Greg, and they called me by my first name. They said, you know what, Greg?
Yeah.
This bit is going on too long. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, this, I feel like you've already passed the funny part. And now you're just on to extra talking.
This entire bit is just based on a pun, really. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So then I strapped on my jetpack and I flew home. The end.
Okay. What? You weren't home? Okay.
No. I was in the Amazon.
Oh, you were at the office.
No. In the Amazon.
Oh, you were in the Amazon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the Amazon to try to return
by jetpack. Yeah.
But I took a jetpack to the Amazon, and and I just left the Sherpa there. I'm like, you can keep the Sherpa. It's fine. I'll write this one off as a loss on my taxes. And I called up my tax lady, and I said, tax lady, you know, we're just going to write off the Sherpa. And she's like, well, how much did you pay? I was like, $1.89. That's how much a Sharpie costs. Turns out I should have kept the Sherpa because the Sherpa was like worth thousands of dollars.
A Sherpa was a human person, and I don't think it's legal to order a person over Amazon.
It may not be legal, but they sell them.
I doubt it.
Amazon.com sells people. You can buy a person in a box on Amazon.com, and you can do whatever you want with that person.
No, Greg.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want. You can have them. No. You can have them do things around the house for you. You can do sexual things to them.
No,
like whatever you want.
No, you can't.
Amazon
no, you can't.
Sells sex
they do
people.
Not. You might have been on the dark web, and I don't think you were on Amazon.
Can we call this episode "Amazon Sells Sex People"?
Oh no, I
can't do that.
I think we should steer clear of that subject matter.
Do you think?
I think we should.
You think we'd get in trouble for calling this episode "Amazon Sells Sex People"?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we would necessarily get in trouble, but we might. We might attract the wrong crowd.
You know what? If we didn't get in trouble for it, then that would prove that we were correct. Amazon would
be
like,
not true.
What of it?
Wait. So you think you can't? You think you can't publish lies on the internet? You think that if you publish it and it's allowed, then it's true? Is that what you think?
That's correct.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah. That is
correct. Oh, boy. Greg.
Yes.
Greg. How are you?
Yes, that's me. I'm good.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How was that stream last night?
Oh, my God.
Your
wife was delightful and very sleepy. She was so tired.
Like, she?
For the whole, like, I say the first third of the movie, she was like awake and into it. And then I feel like she fell asleep with her eyes open and she was so sleepy for the rest of the movie. I could tell she just wanted me to finish the movie so I could let her go and she could just go to sleep. Honestly, I felt bad for her, but that didn't stop me from pausing the movie about 87 more times and doing comedy bits.
I mean, that's why I had her do it instead of me because I was already tired. And
man, why are you guys so tired? Like, I am older than you guys, and I never get tired.
You're an anomaly, Greg.
I am. Also, I take daily naps. You know why? Because I get tired.
Yeah, I mean, I usually take daily naps too, but I had a couple days there of low sleep. So,
I feel like my hair is just sticking out, and I want to apologize to all the people watching on YouTube right now. I can't really do anything about this part right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody can just imagine in the video what I'm trying to describe. I'm just going to stick it up as much as it'll stick up, and I'll just leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to be best.
You just leave it out there in the open. Like
I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it for people to enjoy. If you want to see, you want to see what it looks like, you got to watch the YouTube video.
Exposed up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Okay.
You seen any good movies lately, Craig?
Yeah. I watched The Holdovers.
Oh man, I love The Holdovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
really
that
good.
Was one of my very favorite movies from last year. That was so good. Did you see the other one?
I was really looking forward to you making up a title just now. I was
Tangerine Dream Hamburger Stand.
Tangerine Dream Hamburger Steak.
Yeah.
Or Stank.
Stank. Stank. Let's go with Stank.
Stank.
Tangerine Dream Hamburger Stank.
Yeah, it was a spinoff of that movie Tangerine. Did you ever see the movie Tangerine?
I did. I didn't care for that too much.
It was a tough experience.
Bit of a downer.
I just didn't like how it turned into all so much screaming and yelling. There was just constant yelling.
I thought you were describing this podcast.
Well, sometimes.
Just constant screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
I saw that new movie about the sentient Mexican drink that can speak directly to the Lord. Did you ever see that one? It's a Mexican drink, and it has a personality, and it speaks directly to the Lord.
Now, this is probably a pun, and I'm trying to figure it out.
Nope.
No?
Okay. This is a real movie that's out.
Okay.
It's popular.
What's it called?
Are You There, God? It's Me, Margarita.
Okay. Yep. I knew that there was going to be some wordplay. I knew it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Did you see the sequel? The sequel's good, too. It's about a magnet that was so confused that it thought it could not only attract metal, but also chewing gum. Are You There, Gum? It's Me, Magnet.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They really went with that title structure for the sequel.
They're making a third part, and it's about a woman named Susan who's trying to call Steve, but she has a poor connection. It's called Are You There, Steve? It's Me, Susan.
Okay. That's not even clever. That's just a couple names thrown in there.
That's just a woman who has got a bad connection.
I feel like they're just going for a cash grab by the third movie. They're just getting lazy.
That's their Godfather 3. That's part of the trilogy. Like, they just did Godfather 3, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you see? I saw Duntu.
Duntu?
Yeah.
You saw Duntu? There's a movie called Duntu?
Yeah. It's the sequel to Dune.
Dune? Dune?
Dune.
Dune?
Dune.
I understand that people like Dune 2. I didn't like the first one, so I really have no interest in seeing the next one.
I didn't love the first one. I thought it was a bit long, a bit indulgent.
Not a lot of
dialogue. Beautifully shot.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked good. I'll give you that.
Sequel, better.
Yep.
A little more dialogue, a little more story to it, I think.
Okay.
But also, I mean, I think it was worth watching. It's pretty, like, technical level, visual level, amazing. And not as boring as the first one. But you probably wouldn't like it.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes out on streaming in a year or whatever, 5 years, I don't know how long it takes for streaming, 10 years or whatever, then I'll probably watch it, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to a theater and just pay extra just to see it on some big screen. Like, you know, nobody wants to see a movie on the big screen.
Nobody wants to see a beautifully shot movie on the big screen.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
With, like, amazing sound and a little awesome score.
A little portable black and white TV that I've been using since 1979. Okay. It's got a 3.5-inch screen. And that's the way to watch movies. That's how the filmmaker intended. Yes?
I've been to your house, Greg. You have a projector that projects a pretty big screen on your wall.
Yeah, we got rid of that.
Oh, okay.
Because we were like, well, we already have this little black and white portable. It's still working, you know?
Yeah.
So we took that projector, yanked it right off the ceiling, threw it in the garbage.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You could have done it a little more gently. You could have.
I know. I could have sold it. That thing was worth a lot of money. I think that thing was worth, I don't know, $75,000, $100,000.
Is there a big hole in your ceiling?
Yeah, huge hole. Yeah. You don't really just rip things out. And by the way, it was not easy to rip that thing out of the ceiling. It was firmly attached.
Seems like, there's a lot of screws and whatnot, fasteners.
Well, we won't get into that.
What, Greg? Screws?
Come on, man. And now it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section, starting now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. That was good. We discovered a lot of things about ourselves, a lot of things about our patrons.
We did.
We shared some very private things. You know, that was fun and exciting. I enjoyed it.
You know, something I realized during the Patreon-only section?
What's that, honey?
That actually had... Excuse me? Excuse me?
No, go ahead, sweetie. What is that?
That's an odd thing to call me. I just... anyway.
Come on, Buttercup.
Okay, sure. I don't really need terms of endearment, Greg. I don't need them.
I'm sorry, Cupcake.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what's happening here. But listen, during the Patreon only section, I realized, completely irrelevant to what we were talking about, I realized what I was gonna have for lunch.
What's that? A Buttercup and a Cupcake?
No, now I kind of want that.
With some honey and some sweetie on it.
What's a sweetie?
it's just a sweetener, I guess. I guess that's like an artificial sweetener. We call it a sweetie. How many sweeties do you want in your coffee?
Just makes it sound wrong. Whatever. That seems like it's referring to something wrong.
I don't know, but I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I could have a sweetie.
This morning. I had a coffee with two sweeties in it.
It sounds wrong.
No, it was really
just
good.
It just sounds wrong.
It was excellent. I thought it was excellent. Hey, I want to ask something about people who listen to podcasts.
You didn't let me tell you where I'm going to have lunch.
I know, I'm not interested.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
So who, all right, what are you having for lunch?
By the way.
Was
five
it?
Guys.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm flying over to have lunch with you then.
Okay, but you have a Five Guys near you.
Never mind, I'm going to have lunch here. It's much cheaper. I don't have to pay for a flight. Same day flight is very... I would have spent like $2,000 getting to you.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of hours as well.
A lot of hours, and then I wouldn't have had any money left over for lunch. I'd fly all the way there, and I'd be like, oh, now I can't even afford the burger.
All the money you have left?
That's all the money I have. I literally spent all of the money I have just to fly to you for a burger that I can't even
eat. Greg, you need to save your money. I feel like you make money. You get paid well for what you do.
I get paid millions of dollars every day. Single day. No, I make at least $20 to $30 million.
That's probably not true.
Do you know what? I bet there are people in this world who make $20 to $30 million a day.
Probably.
What do they do with all that money?
They don't even know, probably. They don't even pay attention.
No. I think when you get to be that point, when you're like a multi billionaire, that you're making 20, 30 million bucks a day not doing anything. Like
you're
your
just
buddy's
making
just
money
sitting.
Off your money.
Yeah.
You're just making
exactly.
Money, yeah.
Money begets money is what they say. So like if you find a dollar on the street and you just hold it in your hand, in like an hour it'll be worth like $1.20.
Right.
Money begets money.
Not exactly true.
That's how it works.
I mean, it's more about investing your money into something.
That's what I mean. Yesterday, I found a dollar. I held it for like 6 hours.
Yeah,
and it was worth like $1.45.
It just became worth that. That's like bad inflation. That's like way too much inflation. That's
all I know is I made money.
No, you didn't. Because I think we all would have known that kind of inflation was happening. But that didn't happen.
So here's the deal. How do you know you're going to have lunch at Five Guys? Have you have a plan to go to Five Guys today?
I just decided just now. I haven't been to Five Guys in probably a year, at least a year, years maybe.
I love Five Guys. You know, one thing that I've noticed about being on Reddit and on the internet in general, Reddit and Twitter, sometimes people are all up in arms about fast food prices. They're like, no, my McDonald's charges me $9 for a burger and fries.
I saw you tweet about this.
And the whole thing about Five Guys is Five Guys is more expensive than the other places, but they also give you so much enormous food, even if you order, like, there's... If you order a regular burger, there, first of all, it's a double burger.
Yes.
It's a lot of beef. And if you eat that whole burger, you've just consumed like 1,100 calories or something, just from or 1,200, just from that burger. And if you add stuff onto it, it's like a 1,500 calorie burger. That's how much calories you should be eating in a whole day.
Yes. I'm going to have a small, I get the junior burger that they have.
They call it the little burger.
A little burger,
the
which
little
is not little.
Burger, yeah.
It's not little.
No, it's like that's the regular size one.
Yeah, and that's
And if
what
you
I
order
get.
The little fries, that's like two orders of fries.
Yeah.
So I feel
so
like
I usually get one order of fries and share it with China, not the country.
Oh, no. Okay. It's good because that would not be enough fries for a whole country.
No, no.
They would need a full order by themselves.
Plus, I'd have to ship them there. And,
and that's expensive.
And they might, they might accidentally ship a Sherpa. And then,
oh, my God. Or you might actually ship your wife.
Yeah,
because you might get confused, and you don't want to do that.
No, no.
You'd never see her again.
Not again. Don't
so
do that
you could,
again.
So if you went there with China, you could get yourself a regular burger and then just cut it in half and little fries and cut and split those in half. And all of a sudden, it's a cheap meal, and you're eating an average, respectable amount of calories. That's all I'm saying, people. I'm not saying you can't go and pig out and gain a few pounds if you want today from a burger and fries. You could do that if you want.
Yeah.
But you don't need to. You're going to be perfectly sated.
The reason I've decided on Five Guys today is because I didn't have breakfast. I haven't eaten anything yet today.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh, Craig.
What?
Oh, Craig.
What?
You are doing yourself a disservice.
I know. I usually have breakfast. For some reason, I just wasn't hungry this morning.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Are we okay?
It's all right. Yeah.
Well, you're turning around. Wow. You're all of a sudden okay with it.
No, I'm okay.
You sounded like.
It's fine.
Why are you whispering?
It's a secret.
What is?
This conversation's a secret.
No. There's nothing wrong with someone saying that they didn't have breakfast.
Okay.
Got very weird when I said I didn't have breakfast.
I misunderstood. I'm sorry. It's hard for me to follow all of your rules on this thing. So I misunderstood the situation.
It's not rules. This is just basic human behavior I'm just talking about.
Speaking of basic human behavior, can we talk about these people who listen to podcasts sped up? And I'm talking to you, person, right now who's listening to this at like 2x.
Yeah.
Sometimes people listen to podcasts.
You better talk slower. Talk slower so they can hear.
Who are these people who listen to podcasts sped up? Why are they in such a hurry?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. The way they speed up, they don't. They low pitch them when they speed up. So you talking low.
I need to talk even lower.
No, you don't need to talk low at all.
See, I always listen to podcasts at normal speed because first of all, I'm not in a hurry, and also what am I trying to hurry up to do? Like listen to another podcast? I don't understand what's the big hurry. I like to
information
enjoy...
is power, Greg. If you get more of it.
Okay, I understand that. Yeah. But this web, this particular web podcast, they call this a web podcast because it's on the web.
Right.
This one doesn't have any information. We rarely even talk about lettuce.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
So what I'm saying is, I listen to podcasts at normal speed because I like to enjoy the intended comedic timing.
I understand. And I listened at normal speed as well. I did listen to an audiobook at fast speed once.
Were you just trying to get through it?
The guy read kind of slow.
Okay, that I understand. If someone's reading slowly, like let's say that you're listening to a podcast and the person reading it recently had a stroke and they're having trouble getting through the words at a normal pace.
Right, right.
Then you speed them up, and then a person with a stroke sounds like they're just talking normally.
Yeah. I don't know why he brought up stroke. He didn't have a stroke.
How do you know? Do you know the guy personally?
No, I don't.
But he may have just had a stroke, and that's why he was speaking slowly.
That might be true.
Don't you feel bad now? Don't you feel bad that you just made fun of a guy with a stroke?
No, because I'm pretty sure he didn't have a stroke.
Do you remember that Billy Squire song about the guy who had the stroke? I love that song.
Okay, what's the song?
The Stroke. It's just called The Stroke.
Yeah. I don't think it's about a guy who had a stroke.
I think it is.
Okay. All right.
I love that that's all the argument I have. But I think it is.
I think it is.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some lettuce news?
Oh, my God. I'm dying. I am literally dying to hear lettuce news.
Yeah? Yeah. I literally also have no plan for what to say. I just have the Google lettuce news feed going right here.
There's going to be it's fresh, fresh off the presses.
Yep.
Let's hear it.
Lettuce is said to be more susceptible to E. coli than other leafy vegetables.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So have a salad today, you guys. Live a little.
When you look up,
take some chances.
When you look up lettuce news, it's mostly about pathogens. It's mostly. Yeah.
I love when you say words like pathogens.
Rodent poop. Rodent poop. Black residue.
I prefer poop.
Rotten lettuce. Yes, I know. Madison County's worst restaurant health scores.
Really? Okay. So there's a restaurant in Madison called Rodent Poop?
This is Madison County, Madison is in Dane County, so I don't know where this is.
Madison County has those bridges.
Yeah.
If you remember those bridges, I recommend people go visit those bridges.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. If Todd Bridges moved to Madison County, would that be funny? And then I'm Todd Bridges of Madison County. I think that'd be pretty good.
This is only good for anyone who knows about this movie, that this movie exists, or this book.
Guys, there's a movie called The Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Right? And Sissy Spacek, I want to say.
You can say whatever you want to say. I'm not going to stop you.
I've never seen it either. Bridges of Madison County. I'm looking it up, though. See if I'm right. No. Meryl Streep.
Okay. Close enough.
Yeah.
Sissy Spacek, same person.
Yeah, exactly.
Except that you rarely see Sissy Spacek doing anything anymore.
Well, how old is she now? She's got to be pretty darn old, right?
She's 1,000,006.
Well, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. She's the oldest living person.
Actually, she's 74, which isn't... I thought she might have been
older. Well, that's too old to act.
How old is Meryl Streep?
I don't know. But no one can act at 74. That's too old.
You know how old Meryl Streep is?
How old?
74. She's 74.
Wow, well, that's why she's such a good actress.
Great
age for her.
So you're really changing your tune here, Greg.
Yeah, I'm really changing my tune. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we've had a lot of requests to do something on this show, and we have ignored the requests until now. But considering that this is our 100th episode and we need to do something to celebrate,
mm-hmm.
I thought, and by the way, I'm not sure if it's our 100th episode, but it's probably getting close.
It's probably around there, yeah. I have no idea.
80, I'm gonna look. 90, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You looking?
I'm looking. I think it's our 91st, actually.
Is it really? Man, it's exciting. All right, since it's our 100th episode, we need to do something to celebrate.
Sure.
So since we've had so many requests, guys, we are going to do something we've never done before. I am going to smell the microphone and describe to you what it smells like. Here we go.
Okay. All right. I feel like you're just doing a random dumb thing and you're trying to make it sound important by adding the whole 100th episode.
Craig?
Yeah.
Craig.
Okay, yeah.
Craig, yeah. Stop it. Stop it.
All right. Yeah.
I'm trying to do something special for our listeners and you're ruining it.
With my logic?
You stop it. Yeah. Stop it right now. Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go. No. Don't you do it. It's my job.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it too.
No. Damn it.
All right.
It's my job to smell the microphone and describe what it smells like. Here we go.
Okay. Okay. This is more disturbing than I thought it would be. All right. More unsettling. Okay. That's enough. That's enough.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I have now smelled the microphone, and I will tell you, it doesn't really have a scent.
Mine does, actually.
Oh, yeah. What does yours smell like?
It smells like a closet.
Really?
It's sitting on the shelf in my closet all the time. It smells like a dusty...
Why do you have your microphone sitting on the shelf of a closet? Isn't it just always there on your desk?
No.
Do you have to take the microphone out every time you...
It's just on this like tripod thing that I just pull out and plug in.
You don't just leave your microphone... Like, mine's always... It's on this. I just move it out of the way like this.
I know. I used to have one of those, too.
It's like magic.
I just stopped using it. So.
Well, you should, because if you use one of these, then your microphone would not smell like a closet anymore.
That's true, but I don't really smell it unless I go right up to it and go... And it's very subtle. It's very subtle.
What does your closet smell like? Microphones?
I guess. I mean, it's got like a hint. I don't think we have mothballs, but it has that hint of mothballs.
A hint of mothballs?
Yeah.
So did my grandmother. She had a hint of mothball smell.
All right.
I feel like she had mothballs like in her like night clothes that she would wear, and then she just put them on, and she wouldn't take out the mothballs.
Yeah.
And so she'd just walk around with pockets full of mothballs.
That's interesting. That's maybe it's not moth. It's just like dusty old closet is what it smells. I should probably clean my closet is what I'm learning here.
God, I wish you would. I wish you would.
Yeah.
I did recently. Yeah.
You cleaned my closet recently?
I did. I went to your house, cleaned your closet. You didn't tell me you were even in town. I know. You guys were out. I broke a window. In case you're wondering why that window was broken when you came back.
Okay. All right. And there was no broken window.
Oh, shit. That was not your house? I was thinking it didn't look like your house.
Did you get on a plane and come to Wisconsin?
No. It was just in the neighborhood.
Okay.
We
don't live in your neighborhood. We live in an entirely different part of the country.
Okay, that's why it wasn't your house. Okay, now I get it. So I broke into someone's house in my neighborhood and I cleaned their closet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I did. Well, I did break a window. So I mean, I did a couple things while I was there.
Yeah, yeah. They probably didn't appreciate the broken window, and they probably didn't even notice that you cleaned the closet.
Oh, with the way that I cleaned their closet, I bet they noticed.
Okay, how did you clean their closet?
I mean, I got all the dust out of it. I mean, when I was done with it, there was no dust in that closet. It was a dustless closet.
Okay, is that all you did was get rid of the dust?
That's it.
And did you put the stuff back? Did you take stuff out?
Taking stuff out. I had a special attachment on my vacuum that I used. I brought in a little battery-powered vacuum with a special attachment, and it got into all the crevasses.
Mm-hmm. Do you do this often, or is this just a one-time thing?
It's one-time thing. I just wanted to surprise you, but now I realize.
Wow. So you, like, one evening were like, I am going to break into Craig's house and clean his closet.
That's correct.
And then you just walked down the street and broke into a random house, thinking that you were breaking into my house?
I was thinking that it might be your house. Just to clarify, I wasn't sure, but I thought it might be your house. You know how every once in a while you walk around the neighborhood and you're like, hey, that might be Craig Benzine's house.
No, I never think,
You have never assumed that another house in your neighborhood might be your house.
No, I have never assumed that. Okay. And I've never assumed it might be someone else's if I don't definitively know that it's their house.
All right. Okay. I mean, that's fine. I mean, look, obviously we both marched the sound of a different orchestra.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah. But I find a couple things wrong with this. First of all, you assuming that a house might be my house without any research. And then also... Like, you know that I live in another part of the country, so why would you assume just random house you decided might be my house would be my house? And then also breaking into the house is also an issue, for sure.
You know, Craig, you make some very good points, and I don't really have any answers for you right now, but I'm going to think on this, you know, and let's circle back, you know.
All right.
And
as we usually do on this podcast.
I'll think on it. We'll circle back. You know, we'll set up a meeting. And
no, we don't have to do that.
we'll discuss options moving forward.
I don't like meetings.
You know what? God, I would be so good working in an office. Did you hear all those like office terms that I used?
Those were pretty good, but I feel like you need to do more than that to work in an office.
I don't think so.
Besides,
I think you
use
just
the
need,
terms.
You know, we're gonna circle back. We'll
circle back.
We'll reconvene at a later date.
Yeah.
You know, We'll discuss options moving forward. I mean, these sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they really do.
We'll make some decisions.
You could be a CEO for sure.
I think I might apply for CEO at a few companies.
Okay.
I think it's a numbers game. I think the more you apply for CEO, the more chances you get of actually just getting hired. And they'll be like, well, we do need a new CEO, and you seem nice.
You know, it might be possible that you get to be CEO, but the company you get to be CEO of will probably be in big trouble.
Really?
I feel like they desperately need a CEO, and no one wants to do it. So I think that's why they'll rope you into it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, we'll talk about it more. What's your cell phone number, Craig? Just tell me your cell phone number right now. I'll call you, and we'll talk about it more later.
No, you have it. You have it already.
What's your cell phone number?
You have it.
313. What is it? Starts with 313? What is the number?
No. Craig, you have it already.
Listen, I'm going to look up some information about you. What is your social security number? What is that? And your mother's maiden name. What are these things?
No, no.
I just need to know some basic information about you.
Why do you need to know this?
Let me ask you something. What are your banking passwords? Just trust me. Trust me on this, Craig. Give me your banking passwords.
No, I won't. All right.
I feel like you don't trust me, and I don't know if I can continue with this episode with this blatant lack of trust.
Well, you've never given me your banking passwords or mother's maiden name or
all my banking passwords are the same. It's just the word password.
Okay.
Which is my mother's maiden name. That's why I use that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That's still terrible.
Yeah. Her maiden name was Elizabeth Password.
Okay.
Yeah. Elizabeth Ellen Margarita
is that
Password.
German or
it is German.
What is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's German.
Okay. Margarita?
Yes, though? And.
Okay.
As they say.
Yeah. But that's not the end of the sentence. The and is not the end.
I agree. Yes, and.
Yeah. And what?
And that's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
My name is Yes, and.
And that's Craig Benzedrine. Thank you so much, Mr. Benzedrine, for hanging out with me today on my podcast. It was a pleasure having you back again. I hope you'll do the show again sometime.
Yep, this podcast that we both do was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Have a wonderful week, everybody. Enjoy your sentient Mexican drinks, and we will see you next time on Let's Smell the Microphone with Greg and Craig. Bye-bye.
I mean, that's a pretty good title. That's a pretty good title for a podcast, actually.
Okay, well, that's the title of this episode.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.